Slide 6. In order to gain a better understanding of informatics, one needs to learn the differences between data, information, knowledge, and wisdom. As explained in the previous slide, Elmer Bernstam, Jack Smith, and Todd Johnson's research showed data, information, and knowledge were central to informatics. In their article, they referenced Acoff's Data, Information, Knowledge, and Wisdom, DIKW hierarchy. In another article by Jennifer Rowley, the DIKW hierarchy is explored in detail. Rowley states, "The hierarchy is used to contextualize data, information, knowledge, and sometimes wisdom, with respect to one another, and to identify and describe the processes involved in the transformation of an entity at a lower level in the hierarchy to an entity at a higher level in the hierarchy, for example, information. The implicit assumption is that data can be used to create information. Information can be used to create knowledge, and knowledge can be used to create wisdom. Data are simple symbols, isolated facts, and measurements. When such data are processed, put into a context, and combined within a structure, information emerges. Information provides the answers to who, what, when, and where. When information is given meaning by interpreting it, that is, there is an application of data and knowledge, information becomes knowledge. Knowledge answers the how questions. Finally, wisdom is evaluated understanding and answers the why questions."